All right, let's move to my next guest, shall we? All right, we've got Justin Danhof, and he is with the National Center for Public Policy Research, General Counsel, and we are going to talk a bit about some recent event with GMO labeling. Justin, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Karen. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so tell me, we had an anti-GMO proposal recently, and it was denounced at the Safeway shareholder meeting. Now, that doesn't sound like good news to me.
Well, I think it's great news for customers. I think it's great news for Safeway shareholders, and I think it's great news for the public at large. What happened was a group called the Green Century Equity Fund had submitted a proposal to Safeway that would have required the company to slap a scary little label on every product containing GMOs. Safeway, of course, one of the largest grocery stores in the United States. And the gentleman who actually introduced the proposal claimed that there's no scientific evidence that GMOs are safe. So I got up and I spoke in front of the board of directors, the executives, and the shareholders, and I explained the extensive list of independent scientific organizations that have studied GMOs and found them to be perfectly safe for human consumption. And in the end, the shareholders, by about a 90% to 10% margin, agreed with our side of the issue.
All right. Well, I think the shareholders are mostly concerned with profits, and I don't know that they are entirely concerned about much else. I don't want to talk about the scientific evidence about GMOs being safe or not just right now, but I want to tell you why I would like labeling and why I don't care for genetically modified organisms in my food. And I think primarily for me, it's about supporting the current industrial agricultural process with giant agribusiness. I think it's bad practice. I think monocropping on large fields and dumping toxic pesticides and herbicides and using petrochemical fertilizers, which we do not have an unlimited supply of. I think this is not healthy. I don't think it's healthy for biodiversity. I don't think it's healthy for soil. We're degrading our soil. We're seeing a lot of water loss because we're sucking up all the water out of the aquifers. We've got water pollution filled with these toxins from the pesticides and herbicides, and we've got air pollution. And this type of industrial agriculture, a lot of it is growing plants, cereal crops and soy and alfalfa to feed animals, to feed people. It's very inefficient. And what I continually propose and support is an organic system, organic agriculture, where people are eating more plants, less animals. It's better for the planet. It's better for our health. And the last thing about GMOs that we hear a lot from the companies that are researching about them and creating them is that it will help with world hunger. And if you follow any of the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations that are out there that are supporting developing nations and their issues with food scarcity, GMOs are not anywhere near the top of the list. They talk about food distribution. They talk about the unfair land distribution where there are a few people that own the land and are growing whatever they want, and the people that work on them grow things that end up being commodity foods that are exported, and they don't even have enough food to feed themselves. So there's a lot of issues that are related with hunger that have nothing to do with the growing of food. And the last thing is that GMOs, if they are going to help the developing nations feed themselves, they're creating a small collection of foods. Most of them aren't what these people are normally eating. They're not culturally based. They're unusual foods, and I think it's really scientifically, culturally, ethically going in the wrong direction.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to address first because you said we can't talk about science, so I'm not sure why we're going to have a debate if we can't bring in the science.
Well, but that's why I would support labeling of foods, because I want to know what has genetically modified foods in it. I also don't think that the science is very good. But
you don't trust the American Medical Association?
I don't.
Okay. You don't trust the World Health Organization. You don't trust the World Health Organization.
I am suspect.
You don't trust the National Academy of Sciences. You don't trust the American Association for the Advancement of Science. You don't trust the Royal Society of Medicine.
I question everyone.
You question all of these groups?
I question everyone. And
okay, so who do you trust?
Me. I trust myself and my own personal research. There's a handful of people that I believe in terms of what their motivations are when they put things out. But anyone who is linked to a great deal of money, like shareholders of Safeway, I don't respect their opinion.
You don't respect their opinion. Okay, so if these GMOs are causing such devastation and such harm, Safeway would be smart in a business sense to label them, and the shareholders would want it, because otherwise they'd be setting themselves up for incredible class action lawsuits down the road. Just ask the tobacco industry, right?
Okay, we have...
And there's a lot of foresight into this, so think about it. These would be the front runners. And here's my other question. If GMOs are so harmful, why in the heck are we just going to label them? If they're so bad, I don't want them labeled. I would support banning them.
Yeah, well, me
but
too.
But
you know, I just talked
the
with...
The activists only want them labeled, and
well,
why?
Because
many of them are in the pocket of the organic food lobby. That's the simple
truth. No,
here.
It's just like what I was just
That's
talking with my prior guest in terms of promoting a vegan agenda. He realized that he cannot make big change. So we go for small steps in order to make change.
No.
It's happened in the civil rights movement. It's happened with everything.
No. You and I both know it's a sinister ploy by the organic food lobby, right?
I don't think the organic food lobby is sinister. I want more organic food.
You scare the American people about GMOs, even though they can create a higher yield crop, they can get rid of disease, they can help with world hunger. You scare the people for years on this anti-junk science campaign that's not based on any facts, not based on any evidence. It's just based on fear, because people irrationally use fear in decision-making, right? And then step two, slap a label on those products you've just scared the American people about irrationally. And guess who profits? The organic food lobby. It's not hard to figure out what's going on here.
I think the people who are profiting are the small industrial agriculture group. But I mentioned a lot of points here that I think are really important that are behind promotion of genetically modified foods, which are not related to whether they're safe or not. The problem is with doing studies is they're expensive, and long-term studies are really hard to do. And
well, the
European
Union took care of that. They did a 10-year study that cost over 200 million euros to exhaustively examine the issue. This was more than 130 research projects covering more than 25 years of combined research involving more than 500 independent research groups. And they determined that GMOs are perfectly safe for human consumption.
Right. Well, I haven't seen any convincing studies that have shown over the long term.
Well, then you're burying your head in the sea.
I'm not burying my head. And then the other thing is we are definitely seeing impact.
Type into Google, European Union GMO study. Go look it up. It's 264 pages. I get it. It's a little dense. But they have an executive summary. You can read the conclusion of the report. It's not complicated to find this research.
And we've seen research that shows that a lot of negative things are happening to bugs because some of the GMOs have pesticides built into them that are supposed to kill, and then they do kill, and then they start subsequently killing other pests. We've got a lot of bad things going on at a microscopic level.
Let's talk about killing and death. Let's talk about how us Westerners who are activists on this issue, the food zealots, I want to call them, have scared the government of India into banning golden rice. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about golden rice.
Let's talk about human suffering.
Let's talk about helping India grow foods that are native to their land.
Yeah,
Let's talk about children going blind.
Talk about children who are malnourished.
Okay,
and
there's
let's
a
talk
whole
about
lot
the
of
fact
it,
that vitamin A infused rice.
Yeah, so grow foods that naturally contain vitamin A that aren't going to give them an overdose of vitamin A, and where they have to consume so much rice in order to get a normal level of vitamin A. It's just nonsense. There are plenty of naturally growing plants that have vitamin A that are native to the area, and with just the right amount of technology and financial resources, they can grow those plants. They don't need some high-tech food that is alien to them. That's just crazy. And
rice,
as I mentioned before,
okay.
The problem with hunger and food
rice
is distribution.
Alien.
It's not some superfood that we have to start giving to the world. And I just wanted to mention that in this press release, you refer to the third world. We don't talk about them as third world anymore. It's developing nations.
Wow, I'm glad your political correction really just, you know, smugness coming through on such an epic level. But, you know, continue.
Yeah, well, it's
look down your nose at me as I try and help the developing world, and you try and keep your thumb on them with your junk science. I'm going to use real science and real facts to try and help people.
Okay, well, then the other problem is all of the farmers that can't keep up with the debt that they have to pay for all the seeds to plant these patented foods. When their
Are you a patent lawyer? I mean, we can debate the patent issue. I mean, where we want, but it's a highly intricate legal issue. It's a whole separate
bar. Yeah, it's so intricate that the farmers don't realize what they're getting into when they purchase the seeds, and they go into high debt, and then the crops don't yield.
Well, hey.
Hey, well, too bad for them. We really care about them, right?
Yeah. Well,
anyway,
you probably look down your noses at them too.
The issues with GMOs, There is the question of safety, which many of us have not been convinced of, and there are many more issues, which is the support of industrial agricultural procedures, which are destroying our soil, too dependent on petrochemical fertilizers, herbicides, and pesticides. And what about the fact that the GMOs kept telling us it would wean us off of using toxic herbicides and pesticides, and yet all the Roundup Ready products need more Roundup Ready every year because the weeds are getting smarter, and we have super weeds.
Hey, I'll just keep working to present facts. I'll keep working to present science. I will keep working on the promise of GMOs. You can keep spreading junk science. You can keep misinforming folks. And we'll just part ways at that, because you started the debate by saying we don't want to talk about science. I listed dozens of independent studies that I hope your listeners go look at, even if you won't, to verify what we all know, that GMOs are perfectly safe. There's lots of other – are you interested in mutation breeding? Because that's a lot scarier to a lot of people, but nobody seems to talk about that. But, you know – that would involve educating yourself on another scientific angle, so I know that's not up your alley.
I have a master's degree in chemical engineering, and I read and understand all of the science. The reason why I said that I didn't want to touch on the science is because there really hasn't been a lot of good science in either direction, and I'd rather focus on much easier to understand issues that are so important, and GMOs support the bad practices of giant agribusiness. So I would prefer to have them labeled to know which products they are, so that I don't have to buy them.
Well, the organic products are labeled, so go buy them.
I do, and I wish that there was more government action to make them more affordable for everyone, so that we wouldn't have agriculture that's based on toxic pesticides and herbicides and petrochemicals.
That's all.
Justin, it's been great talking to you. And keep doing what you're doing, and I'll keep doing what I'm doing.
Thank you. For those who want to read the science, visit us at nationalcenter.org. For those who don't, keep listening. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Well, there you go. Wasn't that fun? Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back in a few minutes to talk about choosing raw with Jenna Hamshaw. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be delicious. Be right back.